Cinematographer Dan Neese has had a long career in movie making, commercials, and music videos. He learned how to handle a Steadicam from its inventor, Garrett Brown, and has a track record of nearly three decades that earned him the Steadicam Guild's first ever Lifetime Achievement Award. His film credits include working on David Lynch films like Blue Velvet, Wild at Heart, and Mulholland Drive, along with Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown. This afternoon, Dan is conducting a cinematography workshop for MSU Film Studies students here at WKAR. His visit to Michigan State was arranged by the MSU College of Arts and Letters, sponsors of the Global Film Series. Dan Neese, welcome to Current State.
Hi.
Tell us what a Steadicam is. What does it do? How does it work?
A Steadicam is a body-mounted camera stabilizer. It consists of a vest, mechanical arm with titanium springs in it, and a pendulum mounted in a gimbal. The camera mounts on one end of the pendulum, and the other end is batteries and a video monitor.
And what does it enable a cameraman, a cinematographer, to do? How did it change things in the movie world?
Well, there's several ways that it changed things. The way that it works is it takes the center of gravity from inside the camera and moves it down below the gimbal, which is a part of the Steadicam, what we call the sled, which is where you can put your hand on it so you can access it. Then the mechanical arm separates your body motion from the camera by spring-loaded arms and suspension so that when you move your body, it's not transmitted to the camera, so that you can actually hold the camera, have it be very steady like on a dolly, and move. You can walk, you can run, you can go up down stairs, you can mount it on vehicles. We did a music video for Beyonce called Crazy in Love, where we mounted it on the front of a camera car and went flying down through the streets of Los Angeles, and it takes out all the bumps. It's a great device.
Now, would a really alert, experienced moviegoer know when they're looking at a shot that was shot by a Steadicam?
They may or they may not, depending on how well we do it. You know, sometimes it's just the way the camera moves that it couldn't move in any other way.
Okay. And when you see a production that utilizes the shaky camera technique, sorry, that's an insider term. I'll explain it to you later. we're not looking at a Steadicam, right?
No. Well, okay. You could be. I mean, people could take it
and you're shaking it. Okay.
But it tends to want to not. It wants to override those actions.
Okay. Director David Lynch is a big admirer of yours. You provided a testimonial video when you won the Steadicam Guild's first Lifetime Achievement Award. Here's a bit of what he had to say about you.
I've seen Dan run backwards carrying a Steadicam faster than most human beings could run forward carrying nothing.
Yeah, I know the parts you're coming.
Can you think that's high praise? Can you think of examples we might remember from a David Lynch film that you shot running backwards?
Oh, well, I mean, there's several films. The opening of Wild at Heart, it wasn't really running backwards. It was sort of running sideways down the stairs with Nicolas Cage and Diane Ladd. And there was a gentleman that they were having a fight with, and he takes him down to the bottom of the stairs and beats his head into a terrazzo floor. and that was all on carpeted stairs at what was the Elks Lodge, is now a hotel in Los Angeles. Then other examples, well, there's one where we shot on Wild at Heart, and it's the scene of Nicolas Cage and Laura Dern going to the Palomino, which is a cowboy bar in North Hollywood, which is not there, and they go dancing. He has a fight with a punk. Punk says, "That's a stupid jacket." And he goes, "This is a snakeskin jacket, a symbol of my individuality and personal freedom." And we did that whole scene with Steadicam over and over. Well, we did one shot through it. They said, "What'd you get?" I said, "This." They said, "Okay, go back and get what you didn't get before." So we went out and loaded another roll of film in the camera, and we shot it again. And that's what's in the film. It was very limited direction, and we shot it. So, I mean, it's not particularly an instance of running, which I've done a good bit of running with it, but it's the kind of freedom that David would give me when shooting scenes. So
how much does it weigh? It
depends upon the camera. It can get up over 100 pounds, and you have to be able to wear it for 18 hours a day.
Tough physical work. Are you you're still operating a Steadicam?
I stopped 3 years ago.
Okay,
I did it for 28 years.
Okay, your resume also includes being the A camera operator on movies like Jackie Brown and Phone Booth. The Quentin Tarantino film Jackie Brown was screened on campus last night by the MSU College of Arts and Letters Global Film Series. Is the A camera what it sounds like? Is that the main camera
on a film shoot?
And tell us about your interest in working with students. You're going to be rubbing shoulders with a lot of students here today.
I spend a lot of time coming back to deal with students. You know, I mean, to help students. I went to the University of South Carolina, and I always go back and teach there. I teach at AFI. I teach at UCSB in Santa Barbara. I mean, I go around to a lot of different universities because I remember when I was a student what it meant to me when somebody would come that was actually doing the work and would talk with me. And so I like to come back and give back and help students when I can.
I take it the creation of the Steadicam was really it changed movie making.
Yes.
What's happened since the creation of the Steadicam that compares with that in terms of movie making's evolution?
Well, the Steadicam is one of the biggest things that has happened. The smaller cameras help. There's a device called a Technicrane, which is an extendable crane that is in sections, and you can extend it out or draw it back, depending upon how long you need the armor. You can do Steadicam-like moves on the Technicrane where you can arm out over a space, and they make these cranes up to 50 feet long. And then you can suck back on the crane to make it short so you can draw the camera through the set, and you can still go high or low, or you can mount it on vehicles, or you can hand carry it up into places. But it's a very large device, where a Steadicam is a small one-man device, basically.
A lot of moviegoers were pretty stunned by gravity, just in terms of the movie gravity, but
sure.
In terms of the effects. What did that represent, a real expansion of a movie maker's tools in your view?
Well, it's a different sort of thing. It's like movies now are becoming computerized.
Mm-hmm.
Gravity was mainly shot with sets that weren't there, if that makes any sense.
They've gone from analog to digital in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely, most definitely.
Yeah. How did you break into the business? And what advice might you have for somebody who wants to get into cinematography, who's a young person?
Well, back when I was doing it, I started shooting news for WIS Television in Columbia, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I drove around the truck with a little dish on top, you know, and we could shoot 45 miles of that dish, and they told us every time we turned it on, we lost a kid. You know, so I started out doing that, and then I went to Steadicam school. Garrett Brown had the Steadicam school in Miami, and I took that Steadicam school, and almost immediately, since it was so early on that not many people knew how to do it, and the North Carolina film business was just starting up, and so I got into the North Carolina film business. And I did six movies or so for a guy named Earl Owensby in Shelby, North Carolina. And then at that time, Dino DeLaurentiis had set up a studio in Wilmington, and I started hitting on them. And the first movie they offered me was one called Blue Velvet. And I said,
"Oh, yeah."
I said, "Sure, I'll do that." You know, and I didn't know what the movie was, but I knew David Lynch because we'd seen Dune. And my friends and I were like, "Boy, he's really pretty interesting. If we could work with anybody in the movie business, it would be David Lynch." And then I get that, and I couldn't sleep at night. I was like staring in the mirror all night.
But can a young person take that same kind of path that you took?
I think that path is different now. I mean, what I recommend to a lot of people is if you can get a job in a rental house, learn the camera equipment, and meet the people that come through that actually make the movies, then that's one path. The other one is to get a job on a film that comes through as a production assistant, and then you can see all the different jobs that are done, and you can see which area might interest you, because there's a million jobs on a film set that you might want to do. And the hard thing is deciding which area you want to focus on.
I can't get over the number of serious movie directors these days who started out coming up through music videos.
Yeah.
So it's really amazing. Is that a viable approach to getting into the movie business as a cinematographer?
Well, any way is a good way if you can, but they don't make as many videos and commercials as they used to.
Okay.
I mean, MTV used to have show a lot of videos, and there used to be quite a few videos going on. But now, you know, I'm not saying don't make them. I'm just saying the outlets are
there are fewer opportunities.
Yes.
How much does a cinematographer interact on the set with the actors?
A lot. It depends on the job. But, I mean, from my job, either as a camera operator or as a DP, I interact with the director and the actors directly quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do your job without doing that. So,
Who would you like to work with most that you haven't worked with?
Oh, that I haven't? I mean, David Lynch is my favorite director of all time.
Well, you've been lucky.
Yeah, and then I've done two movies with Quentin Tarantino. Let me think of who would be. I mean, that's really a hard one to pull out of my hat because okay. There's a lot of different folks that I have worked with over the years, and I photographed De Niro. You know,
in what?
In Jackie Brown.
Okay. Oh, Jackie. Oh, of course. Well, we want to thank you for joining us here today. This has been really interesting. Cinematographer Dan Neese has been our guest, a longtime Steadicam operator extraordinaire. He's worked on a number of David Lynch films, and he's here for a cinematography workshop for MSU Film Studies students here at WKAR later today. Continued success, Dan. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.